of a person can be made out also. Some people, that they like to use jawbreakers. Maybe you're making made bayan. And the people who are listening have to come with dictionaries. Then only they can understand your bayan. And why are you using these jawbreakers? To impress people. I know these big words and that. So you see, thinking I'm making bayan, but you are, I'm lacking in this, I must correct this. This is what is called a bayan. Not to have this oratory style. That is all Western way. That is dunya's way. That's not our way. So we have to be very careful. So Allah Ta'ala says that don't have this arrogance and pride in you. Block of yours. This is worse than that. But we don't pay attention. We are quite happy when we'll go, when the knock of the of Malakul Maut will come, then we'll get a shock and we'll realize where we were. And when we'll have to go in the qabr, and then we have to face the consequences, then of course it will be too late. But if we can come out of that and reality. So there is a lot of detail in this. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined pride. What is pride? Al-kibru batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. That you don't want to accept the truth. It's so clear, the whole world can see. In a meeting, 10 people all can see this is wrong. But you, no. This, and you go on sinking in the ground till the day of Qiyamah. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. That is what the namat of the Quran, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Show your enjoyment and pleasure. In this other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تفرح. إن الله لا يحب الفرح. Also all in its place. But try and see to that also. And dress up at home. A woman when she, many women, which is common, they all come. Rush. Last minute they got news. Jamaat is here. Maulana is here. Bayan. All have to go. Then no hair combing. Just one big burqa. And if you have to make a law there, take everyone take out their burqa. So I have to check whether your hair is combed. You give so much attention there. And you are so hard on your wife. One maulana, we saw every zohar, the wife has to quickly rush iron his kurta. When he's going for zohar namaz, the kurta, not a crease, is supposed to be in the kurta. So this is all for outside. So Allah wants beauty, but your beauty must be you make shukr to Allah. And doctor, when they all came, he said, see, all the time you will take our blood and you check how much sugar, how much cholesterol, how much this, how much that, so many things you test. Tell me, can you test when you take my blood, how much pride I got in me? How much anger I got on me, in me? They say, no, that we can't test. Our machines don't show that. So, Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa.
For ordinary lay people like us, that just think I'm in front of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Lightly think of the subject matter and go little further, start learning the meaning of the surahs, the du'as, and just ponder of this. Uyasar nahi. And this is very important. Without the heart being affected, you can't get this concentration. You can try what you want, what it means, the heart has to be softened. And for the heart to be softened, you have to make a cause of zikrullah. Otherwise the heart gets affected with all the rust of dunya, and the heart becomes hard. As Allah tells, one special cause is to make tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem will soften your skin also, and it will soften your heart, and it will make you tremor, and your heart will become soft. And now the zikr of Allah will have effect in your heart. Salah will have effect in your heart. All the ibadat. To tasir dil ke bedun, darshan in namaz. We know our elderly people, Allahu Akbar, that the moment they used to say, ya azan, they don't know the meaning, anything, that you say, Allah ka pukare. This is the word, Allah is calling me. And a old lady who doesn't know how to read Quran, if she just makes wuzu, pick up the Quran Sharif with love, kisses it, and says, Ye mera Allah ka kalam hai, Ye mera Allah ka kalam hai. This is the word.
From here, you're going to face all types of people. You're going to face all types of objections. So, while you are here, stay with this adab and respect, inshallah. Ba adab. Ba Naseeb. Those who have adab will reach great, great heights. Be adab, be Naseeb. A person who hasn't got adab in surah, in the surah, Allah has taught not only the adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is directly and main. Greatest adab must be for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart. Not one bit of bi-adabi there must be in the heart. Then our parents' rights, our asatizah's rights.
Jamre hafiz mane, hamara koi ihsan Allah ta'ala par nahi. اور ہمارا کوئی احسان اسلام کے اوپر اور کسی پر نہیں ہم جو سبق پڑھ رہے اور جو استاد سبق پڑھا رہے وہ بھی کسی پر احسان نہیں اللہ کے احسان ہم پر ہیں جیسے کہ ایک آدمی 10 million رین کی چیک لکھتا ہے اور وہ قلم یوں سکتو بھی اللہ توفیق دے اللہ تعالیٰ کی نعمت سمجھے اور اللہ کی طرف سے اور اللہ کا شکریہ ادا کرے تو اللہ جس کو چاہتا ہے اللہ اس کا دل کھول دیتا ہے اسلام کے لیے فقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس کی تفسیر میں یہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے تفسیر فرمایا کہ یہ جو اللہ تعالیٰ بس ٹکٹ ہے یہ ہے ویزا کا مسئلہ ہے یہ ہے ویزا ہے تو اس پر کہ ویزا میرا ہو گیا اس پر یقین لیکن اللہ کے خزانے پر وہ یقین ہمارا بہت کمزور ہے اور اس پر محنت بھی بہت کم ہوتی ہے کہ آدمی محنت کرے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات پر بھروسہ تو جتنا دل کھل جاتا ہے پھر ایک صحابی رضی اللہ عنہ نے پوچھا یا رسول اللہ هل لتلک من عالمین کہ یہ جو ہے آپ نے فرمایا کہ النور اذا دخل صدر انفسح کہ کیا اس کی کوئی علامت ہوتی ہے ہمارے شیخ جزاہم اللہ خیر نے فرمایا کہ اللہ صحابہ کو بہت جزا خیر عطا فرمایا اور اس کے دل میں ڈالا تو اس کو کیسے معلوم ہو ہمیں مجھے آپ کو کیسے معلوم ہو تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کی بھی تشریف فرمائے اور اس پر ہم میں سے ہر ایک اپنے آپ کو جانچے کہ کتنا یہ ہمارے اندر ہے پہلی چیز التجافی من دار الغرور کہ دنیا سے آدمی دور خوب آہوزاری سے دعا کر رہے تھے جو انہوں نے وہ بزرگ صاحب کش بزرگ تھے ان کے دل پر نظر ڈالا تو دیکھا کہ اس کا ان کا کوئی تعلق اللہ سے نہیں ظاہری صورت ہی ہے اور پھر مکہ شریف کے بازار میں گئے اور دیکھا کہ ایک آدمی اتنے لوگوں کو سامان بیچ رہا ہے وغیرہ کر رہا ہے تو اللہ کے ساتھ لگا ہوا ہوتا ہے ایسا ہونا چاہیے حضرت مفتی محمود صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے ایک قصہ سنایا کہ ایک جو اللہ والے نیک بزرگ تھے وہ حج کو جا رہے تھے راستے میں وہ ایک اور اپنے دوست جو ہے بزرگ یہ پہلے بزرگ جو حج کو جا رہے تھے غریب آدمی تھے اور وہ دوست جو ان کے تھے وہ بھی بزرگ جواب اس پر اللہ نے مغفرت کر دی کہ دیکھو کہ ضرورت ہے پانی کی لیکن اذان کو ترجیح تو یہ ہے کہ آدمی دنیا کا کام تو کرے لیکن ترجیح دے دین کو التجافی یعنی دار الغرور اور یہ بھی اہم جملہ ہے دار غرور یہ نہیں ہے التجافی یعنی دنیا یعنی اللہ نے جسم دیا جسم کو استعمال کرو نماز کے لیے ذکر کے لیے اللہ کے احکامات کے لیے اللہ تعالی نے زمین دی زمین کے اوپر سجدہ کرو یہ اللہ کے حکموں کے لیے استعمال کرو ہاں دھوکہ میں مت پڑو دنیا کے دوسری بات یہ کہ کیسے پتہ چلے کہ وہ اسلام کا نور دل میں داخل ہوا اللہ تعالی کے جوار رحمت میں آدمی جا کر کے پہنچ جائے اور وہاں آرام سے رہے تو یہ اس کا دل آخرت میں لگے دین کے کاموں میں اس کا دل لگے اور دنیا کے کاموں میں اس کا دل نہ لگے دوسری نشان تیسری نشانی والاستعداد للموت قبل نزولہ اور موت کی تیاری کرتا ہے موت کے فوراً قضا روزہ ہے آدمی کے قضا نماز ہے یا اس کو کوئی مال کی ملکیت اس کے پاس ہے اور وہ بالغ ہو چکا تو وہ لکھ دے کہ یہ میرا پاس اتنا مال ہے فلا جگہ پر رکھا ہوا ہے فلا آدمی کے پاس امانت میں ہے بینک میں میرے پاس اتنے پیسے ہیں یہ سب لکھا ہوا ہوتا ہے تو یہ سب استعداد للموت قبل نزول
دنیا وقلة من تقل فاقتربوا منه فإنه يلقى الحكمة رواه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان
حضرت ابو هريرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اور حضرت ابو خلاد رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ وعنہم فرماتے ہیں کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا جب تم دیکھو کوئی آدمی یوتا زہدن فی دنیا اللہ نے اس کو ذلت منطقین اور کم بولتا ہے جب تم ایسے آدمی کو دیکھو فاقتربوا منہ تو اس کے قریب ہو جاؤ وہ جانو کہ اس کے اندر بہت بڑا خزانہ رکھا ہوا ہے اور آپ کو ان سے بہت زیادہ فائدہ ہوگا اور اگر آپ دیکھیں آج ہم کوئی دعوت کرتے ہیں برائی کرتے ہیں تو پھر کن سم کارڈ فری دیتے کیا شروع میں اور کتنے اتنے منٹس فری یہ کرو تو اتنے منٹس فری اور رات کے کتنے 12 بجے سے کتنے بجے 5 بجے ہاں وہ فری سب بولو بولتے رہو یہ لوگ یہ چاہتے ہیں اور ہم بھی بس اسی ان کرو کہ میں آپ کے پاس بیٹھا کروں اگرچہ وہ زیادہ نہ بولے. حضرت مولانا شاہ وسیع اللہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ بہت بڑے بزرگ الہ آباد میں گزرے حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کے خلیفہ ان کے کئی مجلسیں ایسے ہوتی تھی کہ وہ بالکل مجلس میں نہ بولتے تھے خاموش بالکل خاموش. بھائی یہ فضل کیسا ہوا قلت الکلام کہ میں کم بولتا ہوں تو اس کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ یلق الحکمہ اللہ یہ حکمت دل میں ڈالتا ہے. ایک حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے کہ آدمی جو 40 دن اللہ کے لیے خاموش رہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ حکمت کے فوارے اس کے سینے سے جاری کرے اور خود بھی ایسے بننے کی کوشش کرو. ان کے پاس جا کے ہم بھی اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم بھی زاہد بنے دنیا میں بقدر ضرورت جتنا کم ہو اتنا استعمال کرے زیادہ دنیا کو استعمال نہ کرے اور جو ہے اور قلت کلام کلام کو کم کرے. پنچ دعائیں میں کرتا ہوں اور وہیں سکھاتا بھی ہوں اور کرتا بھی ہوں. پہلی دعا جو ہمارے شیخ رحمت اللہ علی نے ہمیں سکھایا کہ ابراہیم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی دعا ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم اور یہاں تقبل جو ہے باب تفعل سے ہے. اکتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم اور آپ ہمیں معاف فرما دیے تو آدمی اترائے گا نہیں آدمی یہ نہیں سمجھے گا کہ میں نے بہت بڑا کام کیا یہ معافی مانگ رہا ہے اور یہی سے مقبولین اور مخلصین کی ایک صفت یہ ہے کہ کام وہ کرتے لا قوت الا باللہ تو انشاءاللہ وہ چیز وہ نعمت جو ہے دینی دنیاوی اخروی وہ آپ کے پاس ہمیشہ باقی رہے گی. تیسری دعا جو ہے الحمدللہ الذی بہ تتم الصالحات سب تعریف اس اللہ کے کہ انہی کے برکت سے انہی کی توفیق سے یہ نیا تعریف کرے لیکن آپ اپنی آنکھوں میں اپنی نظر میں چھوٹا ہوں. وفی اعین الناس کبیرا اور لوگوں کی نظر میں یعنی دین کے خاطر تاکہ لوگ آپ کی بات مانے اگر آپ بیان کرو اور کوئی آپ کی بات نہ مانے تو کیا فائدہ لوگ آپ کی بات مانے اچھی بات آپ کرے لوگ مانے آپ استاد اس پر مہر لگایا جاتا ہے اور وہ پھر خالص آپ کے لیے قیامت کے دن رہے گا وہ عمل تو یہ بھی دعا. اور پانچویں دعا سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین یہ دعا کے پڑھنے سے چھوٹا سا چھوٹا عمل مثلا آپ اپنے سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت نستغفرک ونتوب الیک سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین اور درود شریف سے تو مفر ہے ہی نہیں. درود شریف وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلق سیدنا محمد جزاکم اللہ. آپ کی تحنیت نہیں اللہ میری نحوست سے بچائے سنت کی مبارکت عطا اللہ تعالی
atas upamana yasimentan sama gerib bida tigen ka apa mana 11 ang ditam diga pagamana sitan ukur kuas alungan nama ore
ye example of that one man is working somewhere and he will get paid end of the month in the morning early in the morning he is going to work when he leaves his house outside there is stupid he is stupid but he is telling that man you are stupid why because he say you work so hard you get tired you eat all the food of the house sometimes your wife is sick still you go to work sometimes you are sick but still you go to work and what you got just one paper one check you don't know the value of the check You just got one paper, wasted it. And akhirat is forever and ever and ever, and a person will get that enjoyment. So we shouldn't be fooled by the dunya. Dunya people are fools, and they're telling us we are fools. That you are going jamaat, you spend so much money. You go hajj, you spend so much money. You are going for salat. But the biggest pay is...
Maaf ya, susulutan na ka, paman, matay di ka mama, nabal ka bubulingan, maluluto ka pinatiin, mawi di ka pinapirak, nama ko makatiin na gagawin na, dudugo ka nga paman, na kaya buri-buri nga, maya lang nga masuluto ka, ito na ibsuhin na ka. Lagi mo ito paman, na di niya tatarusin, lagi mo tagalubog yan, lagi mo paman, aya, pipikir niya na ad na siko, makakapokus lagi mo ta ulan-ulan, asam sa kagan paman, ke sulbinun so awida ka liyan, ke sulbinun so awida ka liyan, lagi tingin na, lagi din natingin na giyang adunya. Paman, sumangataw natin na inuka, paman, inuka pusun sa lalangkwal, inuka di furin, adinya dingeston so, dinya dingeston so miya makalalapira, pusun dia di minanay haji, paman, dia dingeston sa pipira puluh ibu, sunga saya paman, sunga sa ngasa.
But after 5 years he's coming. And now when he come back, he didn't send no money yet. One man go, 5 years he stay, he work. He get good money also like the first one. But he spend very little money and time, very little in his work. More he's spending to send home. Now when the money come home, they build big halat, etc. Worry about your islah, etc. All that effort you make, and then when we die, then you send everything to akhirat, you will have it there forever and ever. You will enjoy. And if we only use it here, we didn't prepare for akhirat. And if in the process we lost our iman also, then there...
Malagid na tiyan, pamana. Malagid na tiyan, pamana. So tau, na sangat dunia na lagi sangut adu paman na sutau na so uras tanu pamikiran tanu tambuk tanu si tanu di inusar sang dunia nama omat tanu salungan nama rina datiin lagi sak tanu tiin lagi dia paman lagi ngutu tau au paman dia ngat dunia lagi dia ngutu ka dua tawa sang suka kadian sang dunia.
So a person can be made out also. Some people that they like to use jawbreakers. Maybe you making may bayan, and the people who are listening have to come with dictionaries. Then only they can understand your bayan. And why are you using these jawbreakers? To impress people. I know these big words and that. So you think I'm making bayan. But you are...
You see Allah Ta'ala, Allah said in this world here and in this worldly life, لَن تَرَانِي. Oh Musa, definitely, not at all. You can never be able to see me. Allah is beyond that. However, in Jannat, Allah will show Himself there. Allah will give such eyes that a person can see Allah Ta'ala. So this is, we have to understand, that He's got so many Khalifas, and they are making majlis. It's nothing new. It wasn't from after the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It wasn't from the time of Ali or Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu anhum, but from in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in his majlis, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, one is Tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And the other is Ibadat, A'mal. And the third is Akhirat. Together with Tawheed is the Risalat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the three main things the Quran Sharif to set family. Allah was not given birth to by anyone, and Allah has not given birth to anyone either. Allah is totally unique and totally different. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like Allah Ta'ala. So this Tawheed, the surah itself, the surah Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la takum min turab. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. All this is the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And everywhere, how many surahs, Surah Hadid, the beginning, how many surahs where Allah has explained His Qudrat, has explained Himself. So it is, therefore, it is one thawab to the marhumeen of that place. We will have passed one whole Quran Sharif thawab to the marhumeen. And Hazrat Shaykh said, this is what I do, and I advise you people also, wherever you go, you should do this. And an easy way to remember, make sure we read the du'as of entering a town. Allahumma barik lana fiha. We get the sawab of doing that amal. Once a person has passed away, he doesn't get the sawab of it anymore. There is no sawab in the akhirat. So anyway, so we should try and make this habit also. On one time,
Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam by you people, by the malaika, bikathrati tilawatihi qul huwallahu ahad. Because he reads qul huwallahu ahad abundantly, plenty he reads it. And Allah loves. The greatest thing for us is tawheed. And tawheed is full to capacity in the surah. So Allah loves that. وبصغره في نفسه امداد الله مهاجر مكي رحمة الله عليه asked مولانا رشيد احمد غنگوي رحمة الله عليه what is your halat. Three things he mentioned amongst them. One is that whoever praises me makes me no difference to me, whoever criticizes me makes no difference to me. That is annihilation of nafs. No matter what people tell you, you don't touch alive. And then the other thing he said, fall, Allah will make you raise you till the heavens. In other words, have tawadu, and Allah Ta'ala will raise you up and bring you very, very high. So this is that annihilation, to remove the nafs completely. This is required. So surah, shops also. We didn't need farms also, factories, jobs, nothing. All said, undoubtedly Allah, you are our Rabb, you are our Creator. And from this also we understand the real life is not this body's life, the ruh's life. That is the real life. So everyone, so tawheed started from there already. Then when we came in this world, ahnas. And what is it that will destroy a person? The greatest waswas. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Bad and evil thoughts. Now, evil thoughts of committing guna also. But more than that, what shaitan, and he comes in the form of jinn and man, that Allah does not exist. That is coming from the supermarket. But as he grows up more, then he realizes, no, it's not the dairy man who brings milk. Dairy man can't make milk. Or the supermarket can't make milk and give us. This is coming from the cow. And the cow actually is giving me my milk. And most of the people, that is where their yaqeen stops, that the cow gives milk. What a factory and what production of that milk. Just eating grass, but it produces that wonderful, enjoyable milk, from which you get your ice cream then, from which you get your yogurt, from which you get your cheese, from which you get your milkshake. All these things comes from that milk. And so Allah tells, especially those who are doing Baydawi Sharif, or those who will be doing the tafsir, the word ilah, how Imam Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi has explained it, don't only read it for exam purposes or just to know it, but go into it very thoroughly. That how Imam Baydawi rahmatullah, big city, people are scattered, nobody, one masjid, you have to change 3-4 trains or buses to come. If you come with your own car, 2-3 hours to reach the masjid. So very few people come. So amongst them he came. So he's a very pious man. When I asked him about, he said history. I asked then, from what's the history of man? He asked me, he says, I don't understand this. That Allah is there and he makes us do good. And the evil we do, isn't that shaitan has also got power and he makes us do evil. The khulasa, the summary of his talk was that he was believing there are two gods. A god of good and a god made it asbab, means we must get engaged. There are two things. One, this is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use asbab. The other major thing, Allah put that imtihan. If our food was coming direct from Jannat, every day, everyone's plate of food, we will have full yaqeen Allah is giving the food. Allah who is giving it, not the postman. So that is the tawheed in the af'al of Allah Ta'ala. Then tawheed in the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Rahman, and to the capacity that Allah is Rahman, nobody else is Rahman. Yeah, in this world, there are many people who are kind hearted.
A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس الرحيم
فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
Of all the great ni'mets of Jannat which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has mentioned, which we've read so far, further.
This is one very beautiful form also, and every form of Hazrat has got great, great lessons for us. There's Mashallah Yusuf read the introduction, that is of two young girls, and if you want to invite up to Tawbah, is also haram at that time. At that time you must run from there. You must just get away from there, from there where there are temptations and that, run away from there. Don't stand there and make a step by. You will get involved in the sun. So that is what a person should do. And that is what Hazrat is saying in here. Don't get involved in all other things also. So get rid of it also. Run towards Allah. Don't give the temptation also. This temptation also can destroy you. So Hazrat says, the one advising the other, hey guri, ye gali. This path, this alley of disobedience of Allah, whether it's society, going to university, college, or going to work, etc. It looks very nice, or the handbag dangling on the shoulder, her sunglasses are on, she got the cell phone to her ear, the car keys in her hand, and she's walking in style and dressed in style also. It looks so nice. She has to report on, so all the time, how she sits, how she walks, how she smiles. She has to be so conscious of all this. So she really brings her eating. She's worried about her figure. She can't eat what she wants to. She has to just live on crumbs really. And earning, trying to earn so much, but self-imposed now they know. People from third world countries want to go to first world countries. What they go and look for on their land. How many people, for example, who live in African countries that we know, like in Malawi, Zambia, all these countries, huge, huge homes, big houses, big yards. For everything there is a worker, work to be caught out. If my husband has to catch me, what affairs I'm having, or a young girl, the parents, her reputation goes, she doesn't get a good proposal after that. All these things just carry on. And you are always living in that deep, in that frustration and a depression, and you want to impress other people. You are pressing yourself down, you want to please that person, and you can never please all the people. So, to leave that path, to make tawbah from there, is you are coming out of your own prison which you have made for yourself. And any person who does this, who gains the sincerity, not only in intention, but sincerity in life, and not a date with this one, and now you're boasting with your friends also, that I've dated the boss, this one here has dated me. This all, you are just destroying yourself. Don't go on to all these things. Sunrahi, dil jali. Are you listening to my advice?
oh, you whose heart is burnt like this, listen to my advice. At time when it's getting on, it looks so rosy and so nice. But afterwards, the enmity that comes, the natural result of an illicit affair, is terrible enmity between the people. And hatred for one another grows. This one blames that one for committing the sin, that one commits this one for committing the sin. And what grows from there? Now when you get involved, Hazrat says in one beautiful poem, Turi Deer ki lazzat, Hamisha ki zillat. For a little while, little some enjoyment, and then disgrace forever after. Okay? That disgrace won't leave you. Even if the people forgive you also, but when who turns to Allah Ta'ala, be nisha, hoge har nisha. All your status you have, all that enjoyment you have, all this just goes away. It gets finished. Very soon it is. Today, even fashion itself. Today's fashion is tomorrow's old fashion. It wasn't at all like that. Shaitan, it comes clearly in the hadith. When a woman goes out of her house, that is without proper reason and without being dressed properly, then the shaitan puts a aura over her. Shaitan makes her look very beautiful. Even it can be an ugly woman. But shaitan, what complexion and what combination of color. Hey, really they look like ghost spooks they look. But for them, if you haven't got the eyes of Iman, you don't see it like this. Then it appeals to you. For them, they look so beautiful in them. Without the eyes of Iman, with the eyes of dunya, and with the eyes of fashion and all, they wear so tight clothes, and there's no free flow of blood in the body. You destroy your health also. Everything. But it depends what I care for. To have the eyes of Iman is very necessary. If you don't have, you see everything in the wrong way. And all these things, whether it's in the house, whether it is our, even our pot plant, you look for wrong things even in the Quran, even in the Hadith, and you don't understand it properly. People who haven't got Iman want to explain to people of Iman the meaning of the Quran. Where can they understand? Whether you're a big professor, you can have your PhD or what in your field, but without the eyes of Iman, you can never understand the Quran. This was just an outward decoration. And behind it was filth and dirt. Like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, made dua to Allah Ta'ala, then show me dunya, the reality of dunya. Allah showed it to him in the form of a woman, dressed with a beautiful burqa. The outside burqa, burqa, and show yourself as pious, but that is not even a burqa. So this lady, her left arm was left open. And with the complexion and the shine and the glitter and glamour of that, you can make out that what a woman this must be. So Isa alayhi salam, and her face was covered with the niqab. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, you showed me so much in this wrong things. This is what you got. Meer, dunya hai fani mein, har su meeri. Abdul said, dresses meer and says, that in this dunya, this temporary dunya, and this is proof, Hazrat says, that dunya is not your object. If dunya, and you're just working for dunya 724, then if that was the case, trust them, there's no life whatsoever. So it's just a big, big hoax. And unfortunately, everyone falls behind this. You understand how they fool us? There was a film in India where, and one person, really, one friend of his, narrated this. That you went and see this film, they were there. And if Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, when you go and buy a train ticket, and there's a lady selling. Oh, in our times, you go to the bank teller, there's a lady all smart, dolled up, and looks impressive, and then. When you're standing and you come, now you're making your beard noise, and you're putting your topi, very shabbily dressed. And his whole attire was not appealing at all. He said, what happened to you? Why are you dressed like this? He said, when he was in the Haram of Makkah, one Egyptian woman saw him and she fainted, seeing his handsomeness. Perhaps Egyptian woman got this bimari from Yusuf Ali Sinan's son. He went over her. He married her properly, everything. But she died very young. And he said, I gave everything of mine to you. And now you're not there. So what is this dunya? What can dunya offer you? Dunya can't offer you anything. Akhirat is forever. Your health will be forever. Your vigor will be forever. Allah's pleasure will be forever. In this kitab with regard to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in modern science. We are reading about family planning. Further, he writes to the author, a doctor, a khatun pagal hogi. One woman became mad. Hasn't got a cent in his pocket, whether he hasn't got anything on his name, but he has got this iman. He knew it from the beginning of it. Now they've reached there, now we feel this, they have discovered something very great. So anyway, she became mad. Is there a vast khawatin ka in adwiyat se peh bhar jata hai. Other women, these tablets and this contraceptive method which I use. Dar asal, jab bhi hum qanoon e fitrat ko todne ki koshish karenge. He says, actually what is the real thing? Whenever we try and break what they will call nature, what we will call the system of Allah, and we try and work against the system of Allah Ta'ala, Uswat Khuda. So this is what our case, when our heads are screwed on wrongly. Hey, we're doing wrong and we prove ourselves right. And the whole world is wrong. I'm right. Only I'm right. And this happens in our houses all the time. The wife wants to prove I'm right. All the others are wrong. Husband wants to prove I'm right. And all the others are wrong. It makes sense to him. And anyone tells you that, then also you don't know what's happening. You are out of this world. You don't belong to, you belong to some old ages. To the stone age, you don't belong in this world. لیکن ہم اس کے برعکس اس عذاب کے علاج کی کوشش کرنا شروع کر دیتے ہیں.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا. When I left Darul Uloom Dioban, our Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah was very kind to me, I had a very close relationship with Hazrat, I asked him for advices.
And whenever a person just speaks a word, lafad is like the arrow that comes out from the bow. The minute the bullet is out of the gun, then just like that, the word that comes out of the mouth, as soon as it comes out, there is an angel, this kiram and katibin, to note it down immediately. In other words, whatever we speak, and it comes in the hadith, if you see a person who talks less, then stay with such a person. Allah Ta'ala puts the words of wisdom, knowledge of wisdom in the heart of that person. But empty vessels make the biggest noise. But a person who is empty inside is all the time just talking and blabbering and that. So to keep, it won't come out. Like that, if our love of dunya is so great, then at the time of maut, for the ruh to come out is very hard. It doesn't want to leave the body, because our attachment is with this dunya. So if we have attachment of akhirat and desire to go to akhirat, inshallah, the ruh will also come out easy. Otherwise, adaranika. This is the day that you have been promised also, and it is a day to fear, the day of Qiyamah. It will be a very, very frightful day when all people will be gathered, and just like people who left through the Mina, the stampede there, how they explained it was like this, but we must ask for His mercy. He has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. We must keep on making Tawbah so that all our bad deeds can be wiped out and we can go there with a sheet with only good deeds. In fact, we should make the dua, and Allah is that kind being that if we make dua and Allah shows His fazl, He changes the veils from you. Like a person got cataract of the eye, he cannot see properly. Now that cataract will be removed. The operation of the spiritual cataract, if we don't do it in this world, and we don't see Allah's Qudrat, and we don't so to say see Allah Ta'ala, and we only seeing dunya, we don't see akhirat, we don't sell it out for us completely and openly. And now it is up to us that we prepare for that journey, and there is nobody who is not going to undertake that journey. In fact, we are all on that journey already, and we are going towards our akhirat, and we must be preparing for it.
لولا هدانا الله.
علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي رغبة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأثم روحي. But Hazrat, due to circumstances, Allah Ta'ala knows best, Hazrat couldn't make it here. But remember, as Hazrat Maulana Ganesh Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi mentioned many years ago, he says in today's technological time, there are so many different equipments that people are generating power with. So if people can generate power planes, a person who's got an open heart and an open eye, he's got clear eyes, he sees everything good. Even bad, he sees good. And a person, useless person like me, I got cataract, so even good things, I see, this thing looks bad. Something that's white, because I can't see clearly, I say it looks dark, there's spots on it. The same dua we learn from our great Ustad, Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi, Mawlana Dami Rahmatullahi, what power-packed personalities. Haji Hidayatullah Rahmatullahi, he wasn't, so to say, officially qualified Ali. But these great personalities came to take that noor of the light of Allah. So Hazrat Allah, but in his humbleness, he used to say, just Allah is so pure, Allah is so mighty, Allah is so magnificent. I am one filthy droplet of sperm, filthy and full of filth. Where is Allah and where is my man? So he says, begging of Allah, please, you know my ins and outs of Allah. People like this, they just know us outwardly, they don't know the reality. So they will talk good, make dua Allah, dress like him, kurta, amama, everything, mocking me. But when he came to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, in a split moment, Allah gave them such iman that they were not scared for the tyrant rule of the time till all which they knew he doesn't make idle threats. He will do what he said. And he said, I'll cut off a giant from his time. He used to say, I'm aise rahe ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna ke waise rahe. In this world, you can never like this, like that. People can give you big titles, senior khalifa, just that. That holds no weight. If you are full and your head blows up, Allah, our Shaykh says, a useless person like myself is, like I know myself, I am a whole crook. And when you order it and your whole container comes from China, you see, I ordered just in what he said now. Now where you can send it there? So Shaitan shows you the face of a woman, very beautiful. And when he delivers the goods, he takes you to the gutter line. He takes you into the filth and the dirt, and you make yourself disgrace. Now you don't know where to go. So the auctioneers, that is their work. Well, true Muslims, inshallah. And for this, our Hazrat teaches us that before every talk, before every bayan and majlis, first we discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem. Because the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the life wire of the ummah. The sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the identity of the ummah. And the sunnahs of Nabi walking around. Our Shaykh says, be like paper lions, picture lions. A child when it just starts growing, before it goes to nursery school, the parents taught the child that, hey, the lion is a very dangerous animal. The lion must be scared for the lion. So when the child goes to pre-madrasa, preschool, primary school, preschool, the first thing, and plodding along with their walking sticks, walking slowly, slowly, now announcement came out. And the children are saying, Dada, walk fast, walk fast. They say, no, we can't. Tired, walking with a walking stick. Then announcement was made, just be careful, a lion was loose from the cage. Just be careful, we don't know where they are around. They say, the first two people were out there seeking the kuffara, ruling the world. It's just few years. Reality, let us go into our history and see, Muslims were ruling the world for how many years? Right of recent times, all great inventions in the world, all my Muslims. Today these thieves, they just steal and they type any dead inventions. It's nothing from them. It's all commands of Allah Rabbul Izzah, not according to your understanding, not according to Mufti Google. If anything today you want to know of deen, anything, just go Mufti Google and you'll understand it there. No, you won't understand it there. The whole Western world, Shaitan with his allies, have spread the biggest web in the world.
that web, the internet
wants to give us Jannah. Allah wants to save us from the tortures, horrors and of hell fire, and we cannot even think about it. We haven't got the capacity to speak about it, to listen about it, and the pleasures of Jannah, Allah. And the greatest thing, khalidina fiha abada, where you will be forever and ever. So Allah Ta'ala is that great being that you will give us, and that is what Allah wants to give us. And that is why Allah has put us here, and that is what we have to work for. In this little time, Allah, one day of this, or one lifespan, which is between 60 and 70 years. Otherwise, go to the Qubur, to the Qabristan, and you will find the dates which are written there. And most of the people who are there are under 50. If you are over 50, you are lucky you still alive. But if you go and see, most of the people, it doesn't like really strike us. But go and see, when we should go to the Qabristan regularly also, and take a lesson from there. And as one friend has said it so beautifully, usually the date of birth is written, there's a dash, and then the date of death. So what is our life? That small dash. That is all we are living. You came in the world yesterday, and today you are gone. Not even today and yesterday. And the most uncertain thing in the world is life. How many people suddenly they are just gone. And you can't accept it. How many times the husband is sickly, and then the wife passes, you say, no, it's a mistake, it's a wrong report. It's the husband who has died, he was so sickly. No, it's the wife that had, who was healthy, there was nothing wrong. Many reports of this nature. On accidents, how many times, everyone, fatalities, one little child without a scratch. And then who's going to bring that child up? One Allah. Many times when we are hurrying people, we wonder what's going to happen to the children. But finally, those very children, who is it that looks up? Who is Rabbul Alameen? None other but Allah Rabbul Izzat. One time, the known Misri, Rahmatullah Alameen, was at the shore, and he saw a strange incident happening. He saw that a scorpion came from the one side, and a frog from the other side, just like somebody hires a taxi, phones, and I need a taxi. The taxi comes, and when it comes, you jump in, and you go with your taxi where you have to go. So like that, the scorpion came from the woods, and the frog came from the water. As they came there, the scorpion jumped on top of the frog, and the frog swam across to the other side. The forest, what is this? I can't understand. When they come to the other side, just like actually ask for a taxi, and the taxi took you, now finish, you get off, and you go to there, wherever you wanted to go. Now he's following that scorpion, and then he sees the scorpion coming to a place where there is a poisonous snake, ready to bite the prince, the son of the king. And the son of the king, who has drunk wine, foam coming out from his mouth, etc. For a person of that nature, the snake is about to bite him. The scorpion bites the snake and pulls out the poison from there. And then the snake falls down dead also. So Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ali turns to Allah. Ya Allah, what is this what I'm seeing? Allah puts in his heart, also known Misri, if we only protect the righteous and the pious, who will look after the sinners? Allah. Who is Rabbul Alameen? Allah is the one who sees to everyone. And if a person will do the work of deen, will Allah destroy that person? Possibly death might come. And if yaqeen is burnt in the heart, those tests you pass. A student who has studied very hard, and test comes in front of him. But when he writes his paper, he's smiling and writing his paper. When he's guaranteed a distinction, and he knows it's good, if our iman was made of that level. So it is necessary that in this material world and this material environment that we are in, take out little time. This coming year of all the people from various places, the sacrifices, these are also great sacrifices. And increase these sacrifices. And we work towards finding Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the qudrat and the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we bring that, and that capacity is within us. It is not outside us. Allah has given every person that capacity. And today we must make lot of shukr that all the efforts of deen which are taking place, all complementing one another, and we have got this in this part of the world. There are certain places in the world where people, just now, somebody was saying, he's just back from New Zealand, and Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayhi, he went to this one place, and many other places like this. He went to this place and he said, tomorrow is Jummah, where are you going to make Jummah? He says, Jummah? No Jummah yet. There aren't any people, there is no place. And then he made efforts and he got a little garage or a room or something, they got it ready. And Haji Bhai Padia, Allah give us these qualities.
Amen.
That he was crying to Allah. Oh now, establish Jummah here. Mm. Establish Jummah here. And finally, a masjid is there. So this is that connection with Allah. In other countries, when Jamaats went, they said, Friday, you should make Jummah on Sunday. Sunday is about to call it. Sunday we can make Jummah. Friday is busy. Everyone, no question about it. But Allahu Akbar. When little effort was made, that change came. One place, the capital of Brazil is Santiago, the Arabic city. Rio de Janeiro. We were there, and a Jamaat from Mozambique was there. The Amir of the Jamaat, Allah grant him Jannat, he also passed away. He explained he went to India for travel tour. He perhaps just got married or whatever it might be with his wife. He went to as a tour to go Nizamuddin also. He went in tour there also. And then everyone knows his job. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, they knew their job.
Hmm.
So when they met, and he saw he's from Mozambique and he knows Portuguese language.
Hmm.
Then he spoke to Hazratji, and Hazratji asked for this man to come to him. He told me, we've got a Jamaat ready of Arabs. But we haven't got somebody who speaks Portuguese.
Mm.
So he told Hazratji told him, if you are prepared, it's my request. He said, Hazratji, your request is a command for me. I got no choice, I will comply. He's gone for a holiday. Okay? But he said, I'm ready. He said, just let me drop my wife in Gujarat and I come back and we will go. We went away to Brazil. And when they came to Rio de Janeiro, it was a Friday morning, beautiful masjid, all facilities there. The time for Jummah came. These are the conditions which we have got a responsibility to see to all this. When the time for Jummah came, they had made wuzu, they were sitting, etc., waiting, and nobody there stuck. Then we saw a person come to a room, open the room, Azan went, he got happy, mashallah, Azan took place. After that he came out, locked the room, and he started going away. I said, where are you going? He says that, I'm not a Muslim. I just came here to put the tape recorder on. I get paid for this. Okay? I just have to come and put on this tape recorder when this whole thing gets finished. Then I close up, lock up, and I go away. So the Amir, who was an Arab, and Allah give us that jazbah for me. And Arabs, really, what we cannot imagine today, what jazbah they have got. It's just as our Buzurg say, imala ki zarurat, izala ki ne. That what does that mean? Your ka has got power in it. You don't have to drop the power. You just have to get control. And today, the ummah has got power in it. What isn't the ummah doing? Just turn it in the right direction. Let it be used for the right things. So then, that is also this Arab, the Amir, he couldn't tolerate, he couldn't stomach this. He said, call that person again, he must make namaz. And he asked that translator, why is he going away? He says, I'm also with you people. What I know what is here. I'm just translating, that is all. Afterwards, a few people came, sitting with their shoes, everything, on chairs. And now, there's only Musalli sitting, a few. And then, the who was supposed to be the Imam came. And he came also with suit and tie. And he was reading out from a book, the khutbah supposed to be. So, couldn't stomach it again. He went up to him and he took him off from there. And then he asked him, what are you doing? He says, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a priest, Anglican priest. And I just come here to read this. So then that Amir said, if this is the condition of this people, I don't think they even know how to make ghusl. I don't think they know how to make wudu also. So he told the Jamaat, teach them ghusl. He said, Amir sahab, they will be naked. He said, they naked, they are naked. But they have to learn ghusl. They have to learn the basics of deen. And today, when our effort carried on, what a change in the world.
Yes,
today, alhamdulillah, the efforts of many, many brothers from our country, the whole picture of South America is changing. and changing in such a way, not of South America, of the world, what is happening in the world, really, we don't have to worry about other things. We don't have to spoil our brains. We get into Quran and Hadith, into Ta'aleem, into, this is our news. We don't have to know of other news. The news of the Quran Sharif, the news of Ta'aleem, the Kitab reading, and build our Iman. When this will become strong, wallah, the conditions of the world will change. And they are changing. And they are changing rapidly. And we see a real bright, bright future for Islam and for the world at large. For the people who may not want to accept it also, but there is a bright, bright future for everyone. People are frightened of many other things. But the way the Maulana Muhammad, Allah inspired Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi with such a word that whoever you can think of, today how many Masturat Jamaat are carrying, Mahram Masturat Jamaat are working. How Allahu Akbar. One time a Jamaat in one of the North African countries, and those Jamaat, Mahram Masturat Jamaat, from Karachi, city of Karachi, like modern ladies, but going to which toilets? Not a little chef or something, going into the jungles for toilets. Eh? All these sacrifices, ma qadarullah haqqa qadar, they haven't recognized Allah is Allah is to be recognized. When these sacrifices are being done solely for the pleasure of Allah, doesn't it move the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Undoubtedly it moves the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is being shown in the world, and people's lives are changing. We can't imagine that many, perhaps there are people who don't know the conditions of what our country was some years ago. And today, Allahu Akbar, what changes have come, what ulama have been produced, what great efforts are in South Africa, alhamdulillah, only by the fazal of Allah, and these great tears which our elders had shed, may Allah make us also among those people whose tears come out. Today, very sadly, our eyes have gone dry. Tears don't want to come out from our eyes. But this works here, not with bayans and lectures. It works with crying in front of Allah Ta'ala. It works with humility and humbleness. It does not work with ordering people around. It works with a person that's got good akhlaq. And if akhlaq comes in, when he learns his akhlaq, and he remembers Allah Ta'ala, and then he has got feeling for everyone, this is when this iman comes to his, the shine on this iman comes. And when all this is done with ikhlas, solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, not for any name, or not for fame, or not for any show, or anything, but only for Allah Ta'ala, then these qualities start shining in a person. And this is what Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh prescribed for us and wants from us. So for that reason, whoever, let us make an effort. If we want deen to come alive, it's not a dream that we're just going to dream about it. It's not just talking that it is going to bring it alive. But whatever effort we can make, whatever little one drop fills the bucket, if everyone just wishes, may Allah send rains of mercy and kindness to the whole, to all of mankind. No but typical condition. And in some places they only get water a few days in a week. There is no continuous water. All this is has to do directly, not with rains. All that has to do with our a'mal. And what our a'mal are, and what we are presenting, what goes up comes down. If we send good a'mal up, Allah will send good conditions down. All this what we are worried of, whatever, we know what we hear in news every day, this happened here, this happened there, how we have to correct our a'mal. And also, just one very important thing that we have to bring this realization. One is a very, very low form, a wrong form, that we complain about Allah Ta'ala who can do everything. And we complain about Allah who can do everything to other people who can do nothing. We tell people, I'm very poor, I'm very sick, I got this problem, I got that problem. Allah put their conditions on you. So now you are complaining of Allah. And to who you are complaining? Who can't do anything. They can't help you in any way whatsoever. And unfortunately, this is generally what our condition is. And then the middle condition is that a person complains about other people to Allah. This one is harming me in this way, this one did me down in this way, that one did this to me, that is the middle. And the highest level is when you complain about yourself to Allah. It's my gunas. Hazrat Ji Maulana Imam al Hasan sir, whenever anywhere something happened, Ya Allah, it's my fault. Because of me, this condition has come. When we don't play the blame game and we take the blame on ourselves, we haven't been living from far as Muslims. We haven't got that khalaq. We haven't got that the nature in us when we will bring that I am to blame and I'm guilty. And now, not just to admit guilt, but to do something about it. To remove it completely. And for that we have to make some effort. So great, great sacrifices are required. And when we will do this, Allah Ta'ala will bring condition. So whoever of us wants to bring change, and wants a change and we want good conditions, we have to make sacrifice. So who is ready? For India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, for 4 months inshallah.